I am so incredibly excited for this podcast episode. Like, I've been feeling into this episode and just like what I want to say to you as a mama. And I'm just really, really excited to crack my heart open wide to you and just share and hopefully just help you see this beautiful vision that I see possible for you. So we are talking why your kids need you to be wealthy. Like, it's not even a want to, it's like a need. Like, and we're gonna get into all our feels today, and I'm so excited. So thank you for listening in to the Wake Up and Be Wealthy show. It's because of you that we're still here a year later with valuable content 5 days a week. And I'm just so freaking excited. We have some amazing sponsors celebrating with us this whole month. And today's sponsor is Nicole Weaver, which is another fellow mama, especially in the money space. And I can't think of a more perfect human to sponsor this very episode. Like, there are no accidents. Like, I had this episode picked and Nicole picked this day. Like, what? Like, it's so wild. And she didn't know that this was the topic. So I just think this is so perfect. So I have a little blurb that I want to read about Nicole. So Nicole Weaver is with the Intuitive Money Mastery. And the Intuitive Money Mastery membership program combines the best of intuition, yes, please, and money mindset with solid financial strategy and prioritize planning to show you how to get true financial fulfillment. It's about making peace with your money. I totally agree. Trusting yourself with financial decisions, absolutely. And enjoying the journey along the way. Yes. The coaching, accountability, and resources and community in this membership give you a safe space to learn and grow as you find ways to truly enjoy your money journey. And normally, this membership is $97 a month, and she was so kind and gave everyone a discount code for a monthly membership of $77 a month, which are angel numbers. She knows the way to my heart. There's no contracts, and you can get into the Intuitive Money Mastery program by going to intuitivemoneymastery.com to join, and the coupon code is WAKE UP. All capitalized, all one word. So WAKEUP. All one word, all capitalized. I'll put the link in the show notes as well. And if you're watching on Facebook Live, I'll put the link there too. But I've been blessed to be able to be connected with Nicole. She recently had a baby. I recently had a baby. So there's just lots of synergy. We met on social media. Crazy enough. And I just love everything that she stands for and the direction that she's moving, and obviously being a mom herself. So, again, can't think of a better person to sponsor today's episode. So, let's get into everything that I just want to talk to you for hours. So, I'm going to like keep this as short and sweet as possible. But here's what I want you to hear. Building wealth is not just for you. Building wealth is for your kids. And it's breaking generational challenges that more than likely have been happening over and over and over. Like, generational wealth can happen, but also generational challenges, poverty, everything can keep re rinsing and repeating and passing down because that's all that somebody knows. And so until somebody in the family, if I could talk, until somebody in the family lineage says, you know what? I'm not okay with this. Like, I don't subscribe to this. I don't believe this. I want to feel different. Like, until somebody has the emotional intelligence and the more than that, just the courage to go against everything that they have been like modeled, right? For and it's like deeply rooted in you because trauma is passed from generation to generation. We talked about this on the show the other day, but healing is also passed, can be passed from generation to generation. So until somebody stands up, until somebody raises their hand and says, you know what? I'm not okay with that. Like, I want this to feel differently, not only for myself, right? Because every day that you open your eyes is a day to build wealth. Like, it's a day to live your life. It's a day to build wealth. It's a day to spread kindness. It's a day to do better. It's a day to make a difference. It's a day to do anything that you desire if you choose. And it doesn't mean that you're not going to have hardships. hard moments. It's gonna happen no matter what you're doing. But equally, it's so different when you have hard moments, but you're fighting for change. So different. Like, there are different hards. There is the hard where you keep staying in, you know, patterns and conditioning that you've been in for so long, and that feels hard. Equally, like breaking the chain, which is also hard, but like seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, seeing the change, seeing your courage create and move mountains, it's a whole different vibe. It doesn't come with challenges, but a whole different vibe. And I'm going to pick that one all day, every day. So I want you to take a step back, and I want you to think about, okay, how did I grow up, right? And how did my parents grow up? Like, at least going back a couple generations. So like, how did you grow up? How did your parents grow up? And how did their parents grow up? That is as far as I can remember. And so when we can look at like those couple of generations, we can get so much insight, so much data on, is this going in a direction that's going to benefit your kids, or is it not? Right. And so for me, until I like made these choices to like raise my hand, it was not going in that direction. Like, terrible. Like, it was like the Titanic sinking, and like, I'm going down. Right. Which means that like, obviously my kids are going to suffer. Right. And so for me, like, I was honestly already thinking about stuff like this before I even had kids, which is why I started making different choices with my career, because I was like, I want the time freedom. I want the unlimited earning potential. I want to be able to learn and grow and, you know, be able to decide what I sell, when I sell it, how I sell it, what price I sell it, right? Like, what I do, right? When I do it, I wanted all of that. And so when I made the transition, when I was pregnant with Emma, it was so unclear, like so unclear. But the most clear thing to me was, I know this is the right move for my family, and it's going to create generational wealth. Like, I may have not said it in that way, but like, I just felt it. I felt that this was the right move. So even though it felt foggy, the reason why felt so crystal clear to me. So like, the path, the what, felt unclear, but the why was so incredibly clear to me and felt so good. Like, I just knew that this is what I had to do. And when it comes to our kids, we make very different decisions, right? Like, Emma has been in therapy for, I know, like, we're like best friends on the show, so I can like just completely open up to you. She's been in therapy consistently for 2 years, and it has made the world of a difference. But it doesn't come without a cost. It is over, typically it ranges from $3,000 a month to $5,000 a month. And I remember the day we found out the pricing 2 years ago, and I remember not feeling afraid. Like, I was like, oh, like, I've spent that on coaches. Like, we're going to be fine. Like, and so it was like working on my money mindset before we even had that. Like, there are no accidents, right? Like, you can become wealthier before it's in your bank account by the vibe, right? Like, what would wealthy Nelly do today? What would you do today, right? And so I've just been doing this for so long without always knowing that I was doing it. And so when I could like articulate it is when like I've started like creating coaching containers and programs and all of these things to help articulate it and help other people, right? Sometimes you just don't know what you're doing, but you're doing it and you're like, okay, I get to figure this out, right? So your kids, unless you do something different day in and day out, they are going to struggle. Right? Like, I remember like paying for so much. Like, I paid for my gas. And it wasn't even like I want to, it was like, well, I have to. Like, I paid for my clothes. I paid for like body wash. I paid for so many things. And I actually did not want to go to college. But 18-year-old me wanted to people please my parents. And so I went to college. And equally, they said, you're going to pay for it on your own. And I'm like, oh shit, like, this is something I don't want to do, but yet I have to pay for it. And I remember graduating college so broke, so confused, so overwhelmed, so stressed, because I was adding up all of my student loan debt and, you know, in an apartment that I could not afford, right? Like, so I started my adult life so different than my kids will start. And I remember saying to myself, I never want my kids to feel what I'm feeling. Like, it doesn't mean that they won't work hard. Like, they will learn how to manage their money. They will learn how to earn their money. But we can support them, right? Like, you can do both. And nothing speaks more than you modeling it, right? So if you are like, you get to earn money, you get to save money, you get to fill in the blank, but you're not modeling that for them, then it's going to be disconnected, right? So our actions are the most valuable thing that we can do. So if your kids see you in a job that you don't love, and you keep talking about how much you don't love it, but then you're never doing anything about it, they're going to think, I'm not supposed to love my job, right? Like, our actions are so incredibly valuable. And so I just want you to like draw the line in the sand that like, I deserve to be wealthy, and I'm going to do it for me and my kids. I'm going to do it for my whole family, right? Like, there are so many ways to do this, which is what we're going to be talking about in the Wealthy Mama. But I can't decide for you that you want it and why you want it. That is your job, right? I can show you the how all day long. I can hold you accountable. I can strategize with you. But like, do this for your kids. Like, they deserve a better life. And if you had a great life growing up, let's just get it better, right? Like, let's just add icing on the cake, right? There's always the next level of wealth. No one has ever done building wealth, right? It is a lifestyle. It is a journey. It's a vibe, right? And it never stops, right? And so I just want you to keep doing that. Like, I realized today, I was like, holy shit, Emma has more in her savings account than I did when I graduated college. Like, and she's 5 years old. Like, that's a huge win, like a huge deal. And it's because of the vibe that I said, I never want my kids to feel this. And then the actions, right? Of the small transfers every single week, along with everything else that we're doing. And our kids are still so young. So I can only imagine, like, as we continue to take actions, as they get older and they pay more attention, what that is going to create. So I really just want you to take a step back and first think about, okay, how did I grow up and how did that feel? Right? From a money perspective, how did my parents grow up based on what you know? And then how did their parents grow up and how did that feel? Like, I can see the connections from a money standpoint, those two generations, right? Like, very penny pinching, very money scarcity, very like you're on your own, right? Like, and so I can see that, right? And so I could have gone one way, but I decided to go the wealthy way and didn't even know it at the time, but just could feel the feelings. And then I led from that and started making different choices before we even had kids and have just compounded and done that ever since. So this is really what I want you to dig in today and really think about, like, okay, like, again, like, it's not a trick question. Like, of course I want my kids to have a wealthy life. So we get to look at your actions, your choices, your energy, and put yourself in the driver's seat. And just know that you literally building your wealthiest life is going to impact your kids, not even just from a financial aspect, but so many other things. They're going to see a woman, a powerful woman that feels comfortable in her own skin, feels confident, feels safe to go for big goals and dreams. And that's going to speak volumes to your kids, like huge, huge volumes. They're going to see that. And then they're going to start reaching up bigger, right? We're the sum of the five people that we spend the most time with. Your kids are involved in that, right? Like, they spend a lot of time with you. Even if they're out doing sports and playing, they still see you, right? And it's just so, so important. Okay. So I just want you to take a step back, really like sit with this, think about it and be like, yes, I want to build a wealthy life, not just only for myself, but for my kids. Nelly, I'm ready. Let's go. Let's do this. I cannot wait to tell you all about the Wealthy Mama. I know that you're going to love it. I have a whole plan, a whole path laid out for you. And I'm just so excited for you to learn about it and really see the vision and want to be a part of it and equally just help you make this just a little bit easier and make it so much more fun. So I'm super excited for you. Check out Nicole. She's a great, great person to know, and check out her program. All right, make it a great wealthy day. Remember, what would wealthy you do today? That's how I want you to live.